This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, your servant Paul tells us that no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor has any human heart conceived what you have prepared for those who love you. So open our eyes, open our ears, and roll back the stone of our hearts so that we can see you at work in new and incredible ways in each of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's been a while since we got to say it, so let's do it again. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Yes. Wow. In these recent weeks, our lives in our church and our lives as we have followed Jesus have been a rocky roller coaster that we have followed. It has not been just smooth sailing. But today, as we gather to celebrate the most incredible gift ever given, I am drawn to one of my favorite theologians, Yogi Berra, who said those immortal words, "It ain't over till it's over." I can remember one time because we had to get our daughter home from Miami and we were at a Cardinal baseball game. We got lost in the parking lot. We left with the score tied 2-2 and we were still looking for the car in the parking lot when the Cardinals came back and won that game in the 12th. In it. Somewhere on the ride home, that's what I said. It ain't over till it's over. When we do our Episcopal 101 class, there is an exercise that we start with, many of you have experienced it, where we have everyone make their own spiritual timeline, where they are going to remember, as they perceive it, the events of their life, starting from birth at this end, and then just draw dots, whether it was, in their perception, a positive, high experience, or a low experience. And we relate it to our relationship with God at the time. And as we do that, it would be very rare that you end up when you connect the dots with something that goes straight across like this. It is more like we would start out at a particular place and then our first memories hopefully are positive and that becomes a high point. Then maybe somewhere along the line something bad happens and we remember that as a difficult time. And then perhaps there are some other things we recall that are like off the charts high. For me, this is when I met Dee. And then there also are some difficult times. And it can get quite like a roller coaster. And our spiritual timeline doesn't end up with a short thing like this. It ends out, if we stretch it out, a long, long line. And this is important to Easter. And I want to come back to that. But I want to test your memory banks for a minute. Those of you who go back to before the pandemic, one of those, the Word Beyond Words pantomime skits we did was a similar theme to this. And if you remember it, it was Jesus choosing his followers and assigning to each of those followers a unique cross fitted specifically for them. And after Jesus gave out those unique crosses, they start on their journey. Except one person thinks that they got the wrong cross because it's too heavy. And so they ask Jesus, "Will you cut my cross and make it a little less heavy?" Jesus agrees. They marched on. Then the person says again, "Jesus, still too heavy." And so Jesus agrees to cut it again. A third time this happens. And finally, as they are marching along, they come to this huge ravine. There's no bridge to get across. Every person realizes that if they take their cross that they're carrying and lays it down, it becomes the makeshift bridge that enables them to cross over and continue on the journey, except for that one person who thought that they needed a lighter cross, and their cross will no longer stretch across the ravine. They're devastated. The story ends happily as Jesus comes to the rescue, lays down his own cross for that person, and helps them to get across the ravine. There is so much uniqueness to each of our lives that sometimes we forget that everything that brings us to this point doesn't mean that we are going to be stuck on the other side. That everything that we experience, the good and the bad, God can use to help us to get on with the journey. And so those ups and downs become that long, long cross that enable us to follow Jesus continually. Jesus certainly went through that. If we just look from last Sunday with that triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the ups and the downs that he had, and yet, at the end, they go into the tomb, and what do they find there? But the linens, neatly folded up, perhaps symbolic of all the ups and downs that he went through on the journey, but now raised to resurrected life. It is incredible. It is incredible that God could raise Jesus from the dead. It's even more incredible that God wanted to raise Jesus from the dead for us. After what he had been through, could you imagine having a child and having them go through what Jesus went through, and then at the end being able to say, "I want to give humankind this most incredible gift," and Jesus is raised. Perhaps it's important because it makes us realize that in some ways, God's rope is a lot longer than ours. And a lot of times we find ourselves at the end of that rope. And what God is saying, because God does what we cannot do, that he will be there for us in ways we never expected or imagined. And perhaps the miracle that is there for us as well is that as we find those ups and downs in our lives can really be depressing at times, the resurrection says, there is nothing in my life so broken that God can't fix it. Nothing. God has a dream for each one of us. And that unique cross that we are called to bear He's not going to abandon us. We might not know where the future leads each of us. But what we do know is God is telling us today, it ain't over. Don't give up. Because God has not given up on us. When we celebrated, many of us, the Seder on Thursday night, we started by reflecting on the meaning of the Seder is not just remembering what happened with the people of Israel so many centuries ago and their deliverance from Egypt, but the Seder is also a call for each of us to enter into an understanding that God will deliver us from whatever tight spots we find ourselves. In a word, Easter is all about hope. When they arrived at that tomb, there was a stone that seemed to be immovable, but the stone was moved away. Perhaps that stone can be that symbol for our hearts that at some times are incredibly immovable due to what we have gone through. Easter tells us that no matter how big the stone, no matter how immovable it might be, we have a God who can and wants to open up our hearts once again to experience his unbounded love. May we be willing to let him in. Amen.